a completely revamped version of HumaneWatch.org. A watchdog site tracking the efforts of the Humane Society of the United States is on the drawing board right now, will be debuting in a matter of days, according to Dave Martosko, the director of the Center for Consumer Freedom. They run the site.
We're assuming the role of being watchdogs, a watchdog organization over the Humane Society of the U.S., because frankly, nobody else has been willing to do it. This is an enormous organization. They raise around $100 million a year. And most of their own donors have no idea where that money goes or what kinds of programs they're actually supporting. So we thought it was about time that somebody took a daily and relentless look at this organization from the point of view of let's find out what's actually going on, let's look at facts, let's look at documents, and let's have a serious discussion about it.
Martosko says that many HSUS supporters, paying $19 a month or lump sums that are even bigger, believe that they're supporting pet shelters, not an animal rights activist organization.
In 2008, HSUS only put about one half of 1% of its budget into actual hands-on pet shelters. The rest of it went to pay for, a staff of 30 lawyers and bloated expense accounts and pension accounts for their executives and all of this sort of PETA-style lobbying. I think most people would be really appalled if they found out that those commercials on Fox News that ask for $19 a month, were not really helping the local pet shelters very much. And most of the shelter professionals I know are quite up in arms about it.
That website is www.humanewatch.org. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.